You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
Is the coronavirus just part of the circle of life, or is there something more to it? Today, I'd like to share a story with you, a paraphrased version of chapter 12 of the Gospel of Luke. Upon hearing Jesus teach, a Pharisee invited Jesus over to his house to eat with him and some teachers of the law who were also present. When it came time to eat, the Pharisee was surprised that Jesus did not wash his hands before eating. Now Jesus, seeing the reaction, let the Pharisee and the teachers of the law have it. He called them murderers, ignorant, and everything in between. And from that day on, the Pharisees and teachers of the law began to fiercely oppose Jesus. After rebuking them, Jesus left the Pharisee's house. Meanwhile, thousands of people had gathered. Jesus began to talk to his disciples, warning them to watch out for the poisonous teaching of the Pharisees, calling them hypocrites who pretended to know and understand God, but they had no clue and didn't even follow their own teachings. He continued and warned his disciples not to fear those who could kill the body, but rather fear God who could kill the body and cast a soul into hell. He also taught them not to place their trust in money or to worry about food or clothing, but rather to be watchful with their lamps burning so that when the master returned, he would find them doing what they were supposed to be doing. Then he turned to the thousands who were gathered there and said in Luke chapter 12, verses 54 and 56, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'It's going to rain,' and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, 'It's going to be hot,' and it is. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you do not know how to interpret this present time?" Now, it's interesting that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law literally had Jesus, the Son of God, in their home and never even realized it. Now, if we interpret what's happening in our world today, it's obvious that we should not be so focused on fearing the pandemic as much as we should be focused on fearing God. We should not make money or even food and clothing our primary concern. Our main concern should be to be prepared and be watchful, doing what we're supposed to be doing and focusing in on interpreting the many signs of this present time.